Well, Merry Christmas once again. Our scripture text will be taken from the Gospel according to Luke. Luke chapter 2 and verse 11 will serve as our text this morning. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Let's get the whole context of this passage and we'll see what it is that the herald angels were so excited about. Beginning in verse 8. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now, when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them. And I pray that as we leave here, each and every one of us will be doing likewise. We're going to be talking about some marvelous things, some marvelous truths regarding the coming in, birth of the Christ child. Again, our text is Luke chapter 2 and verse 11. "For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord." These are the words of the angel to the shepherds who had been keeping watch over their flock by night. And the significance of this great proclamation resonates throughout the ages, even to you and I this morning. For there is born to you this Jesus. This Jesus was born to you. May this elicit a response of great joy from you this Christmas. This city of David spoken of here is Bethlehem in Judah, but you, Bethlehem Ephratah, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from old, from everlasting. Now Jesus is called by three names in our text this morning, and we'll dwell upon them this Christmas morn. The first, Jesus is called Savior. Secondly, Jesus is called Christ. And third, Jesus is called Lord. Now, Jesus has many titles by which we might know him in the scriptures, but we have three right here which are directly related to his incarnation. God the Son, the second person of the Trinity, very God, coming down, incarnate, taking upon human flesh. First, Jesus is called Savior. He came to earth to deliver us, to deliver you from your hopelessly lost condition. No one can deliver himself from the penalty of sin, which is death and eternal separation from God. Therefore, as it is written, he came to seek and to save that which was lost. Not only did this Jesus come to mercifully spare us our due penalty, but Jesus lovingly took that penalty upon His sinless body. And those who believe can know that they will be gracefully received into God's very presence based upon the merits of the Savior, based upon the saving work of this Jesus. Only those who cast aside their own pride and recognize their need for a Savior can receive His benefits. And indeed, His promise is that He daily loads with benefits those who come to Him asking, seeking, knocking. He will spare the poor and needy and will save the souls of the needy. This Savior is full of grace and truth, full of mercy and full of power by virtue of His deity. Therefore, He is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through Him, since He always lives to make intercession for them. This Jesus is unique in that He is not only called Savior, but that He is the only Savior. It is written in the Scriptures, "For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." One God, one way, one Savior, this Jesus. This is His claim, as stated in the Word of God. Let us therefore dwell no longer on the patronizing nonsense that is common in our day, that there are many paths to God, or that one's religious experience is subjective, as true as the next. The Scriptures don't leave that open to us. They don't leave that open to you. This Jesus is the only Savior, and He can be your Savior this morning, if you'll have Him. Jesus is called Christ. That word Christ comes to us as the Greek translation of the Messiah of the Old Testament, the Anointed One, foretold by the Old Testament prophets. Jesus the Christ is the hope of all men and women everywhere. And it is written of Him, "For unto us a child is born," speaking of His humanity, His incarnation. "Unto us a son is given, for God the Father sent His Son, that those who believe might receive the great gift of eternal life. And the government will be upon His shoulder, and His name will be called," right? We said Jesus had many names in the Scriptures. Here are more of them: Savior, Christ, Lord, Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, giving the lie to those who would claim that He is just a great teacher and something less than God. Everlasting Father, giving the lie to those who would say that He is a created being. And Prince of Peace, giving the truth to the one who broke down the wall of separation, that you and I might have great peace dependent or not dependent upon our circumstances, because of who He is. This Savior, this Christ, the one who is anointed for such a purpose. You see, Jesus is called Christ to stress His divinity. Can you say with Peter this morning, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Here is something else that is unique about this Jesus. He's the Son of the living God, and He Himself lives. Put these two names together, Jesus Christ, and consider their meaning. Jesus the Savior, that's what His name means. The salvation of God, or God shall save. Christ the Anointed One of God. Jesus, who is also called Christ, is anointed Savior. And it has been well said that wise men still seek Him. If you're seeking Him this morning in earnest, you will find Him. And we have that on authority of His Word in a great many places. Finally, Jesus is called Lord. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ, the what? The Lord. This Christ child is He who is the sovereign King and potentate of the universe. This is a marvelous thing that He who created heaven and earth out of nothing should take on human flesh. As Lord of all, each and every one of us is under His authority, whether we like it or not. As Lord, you're under His authority, whether you like it or not. This means that you're accountable. Therein lies the rub, right? Now, what's amazing about this day and age that we live in today is that people even use Christmas as an excuse for coming out and worshiping the Christ. There are excuses the other 51 weeks, and then on Christmas Day, they'd really love to come, but there is so much to do. There is so many other more important things to do than get up on Christmas morning and worship Him. Well, that excuse doesn't fly next week, but surely there'll be another. Accountability. You may choose to reject Jesus, the Lord now. God's given you free will. He's given you free will that you might freely love Him. He hasn't created us to be robots. So you can choose to reject Jesus, the Lord now. You can choose to reject Jesus as your Savior now, saying, I'll have none of you. You can choose to reject the Christ now. But know this, that the Bible also teaches, not only in the Old Testament, but I'm going to give you a scripture from the New. For those of you who would say that we have a different God, you know, the Old Testament God and the New Testament one. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. For you will not escape accountability forever. Yet for all of you who are spiritually awakened this Christmas morn, this same Jesus who came into the world 2,000 years ago as a babe in a manger says these words, Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age, giving us great cause to rejoice. And may you all have a Merry Christmas. Lord Jesus, if there are any who don't know this one, who came into the world, this Christ child, your Son as Savior, may this Christmas, may this moment be the moment where such a one knows you and finds the real meaning behind this day. Lord, hear our prayers for peace. Give us exuberant joy, the same sort of exuberant joy that we had when we first met you. The same kind of joy that the shepherds had. The same joy as those angels. The same joy as Mary had as she pondered these things in her heart. And may you daily load us with benefits such as these. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.